Sometimes teachers encounter challenging students. This student went so far as to lock their teacher in the classroom and throw away the key. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In 1886, Ann Sullivan arrived in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Her job was to teach 6-year-old Helen Keller, even though the little girl was both deaf and blind. In fact, Helen was so frustrated by the dark and silent world around her that she locked her new teacher in the bedroom.
When no one could find the key, they finally had to go to the barn, get a very tall ladder, put it up to the second story, and the poor teacher had to climb out the window to get out of the house.
Lynn Weaver shares the story from Helen's home. Ivy Green.
What she would do is give her objects and let her feel of the object to identify it. And then using the manual alphabet, she would spell the name of that object into Helen's hands. So all day long, they would feel of an object and spell the name of it.
Helen picked up on the spelling part, but simply thought they were playing a finger game. Then there was a breakthrough. They were at the water pump in the backyard, a pump you can still see here at the home today.
The water was flowing over Helen's hands, and Annie was spelling W-A-T-E-R over and over. Helen later wrote, "When I felt the cool, wet something flowing over my hands, I had a little flash memory of Wawa from 19 months, and then all at once I realized she's telling me names."
Suddenly, Helen's world came to life. She was ready to learn, grow, and share.
She learned 30 words that afternoon. In 6 months, over 600 words. She learned to read Braille at the same time. She mastered Braille by age 10.
And the pair would develop a lifelong partnership of learning.
Ann stayed with Helen all of Annie's life. She was with Helen 50 years.
Our story concludes next time. As we travel the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.